Breakfast with Spanky, 7:30 to 9:30 on RDU 98.5 FM.
And I'd like to welcome onto the show right now Barb Warren, who manages the Ohaka Farmers Market. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning, Spanky.
Nice to have you with us this morning. Now, tell me a little bit about the Farmers Market that you run. It's out in the Waimakariri area, is that right?
It is indeed, and it's Ohaka with an O.
Oh, Ohaka. Yeah, Ohaka. Oh, look, I've got it spelt right in one place and wrong in another.
It's perfectly okay. I'm sure it's understandable. Yes.
Ohaka. Got that right. And how long has it been going for?
We are just over a year now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And these farmers markets have popped up all over the place, I guess, as people...
They have a wee bit. Some will rise and some will fall.
Yeah, that's
right. I think
we're
here to stay.
Yeah. I guess people are interested. They like to meet the people who grow the produce, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah. Most people want to know where their food comes from nowadays, and this is it, you know?
A chance to look the farmer in the eye and say, is it really organic?
Well, yeah, not so much the farmer either. They're not all farmers. Some of these are just very productive growers, small-time growers, and they're growing the produce, and people can buy it direct from them. There is no middleman.
You've got some roosters out the back, don't you?
Indeed.
Are they yours?
I have. I just feed them, actually, so they should be happy.
Well, they're stoked. What kinds of stuff is sold at your farmer's market?
Well, we have over 30 traders through December, and we've got from quail eggs to hazelnut flour. We've got just your basic vegetables right through to cherries. It's really peak time at the moment. It's going to be fantastic.
And are there a few people that... do the pre-packaged produce stuff, you know, where they make their relishes and their chutneys?
We do have a few of those. Yes, we have some really fantastic jams, of course, and then we have lots of the pickles, and we've even got some ready-made meals. It's what we call it is the thinking person's supermarket, Spanky.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice. And so when does it run?
We're every Friday morning from 9 till 12:30.
So you've concocted a bit of a special offer to try to get more students to become stall holders.
Well, I think it's a good idea. I mean, I've got a student daughter who's helping us out, and it occurred to me that there's all these students out there. What about these ones with these BCOMs, and they can't put them to use? Come and put them to use at the market. Use your skills and grow things and make things if you've got baking qualifications or if you've got horticultural qualifications that, you know, can grow stuff. You're more than welcome to have a free stand with us, a free stall over the summer season, and sell your wares.
And what are the rules when it comes to, because I was reading over some of the details you said, there are some rules between working with the different city councils, but also the farmers market rules. What are the guidelines?
Well, there's a basic farmers market rule, and it simply is that if you are the grower, you can sell it, okay? If you aren't the grower, you can't. So you can't buy in. So it is actually the producer selling their own goods. The other thing with the winemakers, it's just a slight hitch, and it's a slightly annoying one, is if you have a city council permit to produce goods, you have to get another one when you're in the WIMAC. But that's only for processed, you know, that's not for vegetables.
Not for, because anyone can grow vegetables and then bring them along.
They can.
Have you ever had anyone try to pull a Swifty by them buying in vegetables?
I don't know, pull a Swifty. We run our market pretty tight out here.
Yep.
No, not really. I think our storeholders want it to work, so it's in their interest to, you know, get along and do everything. And we've got some very happy storeholders.
And you can make a bit of cash off these markets, can you?
You sure can. People are making... Yes, we've got a wonderful story of a chap here who was who's working on an office in Rangiora, and he's giving that up to us and make his bread permanently and set up a bakery, and he sells his bread with us at the market. It's fantastic.
Wow. Yeah. I guess it's sort of the dream, isn't it? You give up the office life and you start making something.
Yeah, wouldn't you love to do that?
I would. I've thought about that quite a bit.
I heard you saying about your dad and the alpacas, llamas, you said.
Yeah.
We've got alpacas out here, you know.
Oh, really?
They're at the market, yeah.
I'm more of a llama fan, but I know most people can't tell the difference.
No, apparently alpacas swim, I hear.
See, I've heard that llamas can kill dogs, you see, so the myths of these things are amazing. Now, are there any gaps in the market, in your market, like fresh bagels or horse meat or crystal healing? Is there anything out there?
Well, we have bagels. I don't think we've got any horse meat yet. There's lots of dogs, but no, I don't think we're pretty sound as far as all that sort of stuff goes, really.
Right.
What else? What other gaps would there be? No, how about specialty meats? We could always do with somebody with more specialty meats.
And is that So you probably just have to get the right certification, and then you're off you go.
Yeah, but I mean, you know,
grow the meat.
Yeah, and a lot of the stallholders do the rounds.
Yeah, that's right. And do you have one of those mobile massage guys?
Well, it's funny you should say that, actually, Spanky, because we actually do have a woman who is coming along this week, and she is offering massages with her herbal ointments that she makes.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cosmic, isn't it?
But, oh, that'll be good.
Yeah.
That'll be good. I've seen them with the spinning crystals at Hamna Springs around.
We're not that hippie hoo.
Oh, well, I'm always looking to see, are you spinning it with your thumbs or what's going on? But I watched for an hour and I couldn't work it out. So if people want to find out more details, you have got a website.
We have got a website, ohakafarmersmarket.co.nz.
And so that's every Friday at the Ohaka Domain, 9 a.m. to 12.
We're only 20 minutes out of Christchurch, just over the river now,
Yeah.
It's very close.
Rain or shine?
Rain or shine, yeah.
It happens, so you've got to have some stickability.
Oh, yes, you do. And we've actually been really lucky with the weather. And we're in a really lovely sheltered domain, and there's a little BMX track for the kids. It's cool. We've got lots of animals, and it's a real country market.
That sounds great.
And well, you can come and get your Spanky, I'd like to say, for your Christmas meal, if you want to have pheasant or guinea fowl, come and get it, because I've got it.
So you don't get those offers every day.
No,
it's very hard to find a good quail's egg so you've got it all. Barb, nice talking.
Okay, cool.
All right, catch you later.
Okay,
bye-bye. That is Barb Warren, manager of the Ohoka, sorry, I got that wrong, Farmers Market. And if you are a student, she's keen to give you a free stall. So you've just got to find some produce. I love that challenge. You know, what can you make? I could make bagels. I could do that.
This has been a Breakfast with Spanky podcast, thanks to RDU 98.5 FM. To find out more, go to rdu.org.nz.